Ko taku hoa I nai anei, ko Nicholas Poynton, who joins me in the studio to talk business. Okay, let's talk about this region that sees the first decline in property values in a year. Which one is it? Drum roll.
Yeah, this is the Marlborough region. We're talking about the most expensive houses in the Marlborough market. It remains to be seen, though, if this is part of a wider trend we're seeing in the property market, or a case of what property economists and pundits call your standard winter wobbles that you see when it comes to sales activity. Because QV, that's the state-owned property valuer, they've released their latest property market report for the 3 months to June, and it shows that the rate of growth for the most expensive and for the cheapest houses have slowed. They've fallen to about 1.8%, so that means values increased over that three-month period by an average of 6.6%. That's down from an average three-month rate of growth of about 8.4%. And there's a couple of factors that have been sort of pointed to as sort of contributing to this bit of an easing that we're seeing in the property market at the moment. One is just the tightening of lending restrictions we've seen to property investors. They now have to have a 40% deposit to get a mortgage from a bank.
You're still talking about 8.4% growth, aren't you?
It's now at 6.6% growth.
Still.
So it's the rate of growth is slowing. So that's sort of maybe, you know, the market is cooling, but is this just sort of your standard winter wobbles? You know, part of the reasons they've been thrown out is that, you know, you're seeing fewer property investors getting into the market. There's also the likelihood that interest rates will go up, which will make sort of managing or servicing a mortgage much more expensive. You've also just got the general unaffordability of houses, which is fewer people partake in the market, and as I mentioned, that sort of that winter, that seasonal element, you know, for whatever reason, just cold weather, apparently that doesn't make the best conditions when you're trying to sell a house. But one of the more interesting parts of this report is, as you mentioned, as we sort of mentioned before, was that the most expensive houses in the Marlborough region, they declined in value by 0.1%. And QV, by its own admission, says that that is immaterial. But the only reason why they've decided to highlight this and say that there's any real significance behind it is that it's the first time in 12 months that property values have fallen. And QV, they're not necessarily ones to do forecasts, but they say that we could expect to see similar drops in the Napier and Queenstown region, where the rate of price growth has largely been stagnant or flat over the past few months. They do say, though, it is just far too early to say if the market is now on the verge of a turning point. We won't really have a clear idea until we get to spring to see if these various sort of policies and changes that have been enacted over the past 6 months, if they are having a serious effect.
Okay, let's move on to Z Energy, right? So this company, you're telling me, isn't planning to kind of race to a low carbon future. What's the deal there?
Yeah, it's an interesting view for a company that most people would expect to be one of the most exposed to the effects of climate change and the transition away to fossil fuels. But at its investor seminar today, they say they expect the demand for fuel, for petrol and diesel, to remain for some time to come. They sort of disagreed with, well, they agree with the Climate Change Commission. They say that it is necessary to take action on decarbonising the economy now, but they expect that the demand for petrol will remain strong for quite some time. They say part of that is they think that the uptake of EVs will be slow, but also if you look at the logistics sector, you know, heavy freight, there's going to be the need for trucks powered by diesel for quite some time because there isn't an electric or a low emissions equivalent on the market. And they say that they do keep their options open. They say they have the ability to be flexible. They say, you know, as more and more EVs come to the market, they're ready to sort of install more charging stations. If hydrogen fuel, if that becomes a thing, they'll be ready to sort of implement that infrastructure within its service stations. And speaking of its service stations, this is probably the most interesting part of the seminar, that they say they want to be seen less as a fuel retailer and more as a convenience retailer, because they say they own so many service stations, they have so much in common with convenience stores. They think there's actually real potential there for this company. They hope that part of its business will make up for about $500 million worth of sales by 2026. And given that they own so many of these properties around the country, don't quote me on this, I think they are the biggest fuel retailer, they actually plan to sort of put all its retail sites into a separate real estate investment entity and list that on the stock exchange. This is one of the many options this company is sort of exploring as it looks to adapt to these challenges that faces its business.
Nicholas, let's make like Olympic rowers and whiz through the markets.
The NZX is up 5 points to 12,595. The dollar is at 69.6 US cents and 95.6 Australian.
Nga mihi. Thanks, Nicholas.